This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second public hearing in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump is underway on Capitol Hill. Ousted U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch is the featured witness. Yovanovitch, according to Democrats, ran afoul of the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who they say was conducting unofficial diplomacy in Ukraine. The California Democrat who chairs the panel, Adam Schiff, says
Marie Yovanovitch was in Kiev when she was called by a senior State Department official and told to get on the next plane back to Washington.
In California, police make 5 arrests in connection with a Halloween party shooting at an Airbnb near San Francisco. 4 suspects booked on suspicion of murder and conspiracy. A 5th person was arrested as an accessory to the crime. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
President Trump at a campaign rally last night in Louisiana tried to help the Republican going up against Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards there. The president saying of the impeachment inquiry back on Capitol Hill,
the people of this country aren't buying it, you see it, because we're going up and they're going down.
Heavy suspensions and fines likely to come after an on-field scuffle between members of 2 NFL teams last night, the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. In particular, defensive end for Cleveland, Myles Garrett, and the Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback, Mason Rudolph. The Steelers QB tried to rip Garrett's helmet off when the pair were on the ground wrestling late in the fourth quarter, and Garrett responded by pulling Rudolph's helmet off and swinging at him, hitting Rudolph in the head. The world's largest Starbucks opening today in Chicago. It's called the Starbucks Reserve Roastery. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Vaping still causing significant health problems for more Americans. The CDC now says nearly 2,200 lung injury cases connected to e-cigarettes have been reported as of yesterday, with at least 42 deaths confirmed in 24 states as well as Washington, D.C. In election 2020 news, that Democratic field in the race for the White House just keeps on getting bigger, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Another Democrat gets into the race for 2020, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, making a late entry. Patrick filing the day before the deadline in New Hampshire, the first primary state. Patrick posting this announcement video on his campaign website.
I am today announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. Come be a part of this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
A new study is looking into the lives of man's best friend, and researchers at the University of Washington and Texas A&M want to involve 10,000 dogs of all breeds and their owners in that study about how dogs age. Scientists want to look at the factors that decide a dog's lifespan and whether life expectancy for dogs can be improved. The Dog Aging Project, as it's called, will be looking at dogs of every age, size, and location. Online, we're located at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Okay, so if you missed it earlier, the word for the day, ataraxy, that's the word, okay? That's a state of calmness. That's what that means. And our next guest will keep us in that state of calmness, get rid of some of this anxiety over all this debate and what, you know, is coming out of California these days. I don't blame you. It's like we want to put a filter over California because it's just so insane. But every once in a while, you know, it's kind of fun just to check it out for comedy purposes. Bonner Cohen joins us now. Bonner, of course, is a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, where he concentrates on energy, natural resources, and international relations. Bonner, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well. And you mentioned California. Someone recently said that the only difference between the Titanic and California is that when the Titanic went down, the lights were still on. this is a sad statement. There's more truth in that than a lot of people would care to admit.
You know, we've been talking this week. For some reason, the theme has been, Bonner, is that you know, it has to do with how we wire our thinking. You can convince yourself by wiring your psychology in such a way that you become so, you know, or such an ideologue that you resist any kind of reason or common sense. And I think that an increasing number of people in our country, particularly in California, have that mindset. I mean, you listen to the governor, the previous governor, who is, you know, claiming that Donald Trump is killing people because of his stance on, you know, on climate science. You know, so I guess anybody that doesn't agree with Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom and the rest of the you know, climate fear-monging climatologists, then I guess we're responsible for killing people.
Yes, and of course this is a very convenient way to divert attention away from their own policies. Mm-hmm. And it is those policies, some of which have been in place now for over four decades, mm-hmm. that have led to the tragedy that has been unfolding in California, a tragedy that has not only led to tremendous destruction of natural resources, homes being burned down, but also loss of life. Mm-hmm. Now, fires are going to happen in California. That's just the nature of that particular beast. Mm-hmm. Why are they going to happen? Well, California California has a very arid climate. That's nothing new. That's not the result of climate change. That's the way the climate has been in California since time immemorial.
Yeah, the very thing we love can be the very thing we hate, right?
That's exactly right. Everybody loves the low humidity. You don't sweat very much out there, but that comes at a cost. Mm-hmm. And in the fall of every year, late summer, early fall, winds pick up. There are all sorts of reasons why this happens. You have the north Santa Ana winds in the south.
Right.
This is, again, something that is very well documented. The question is, what have the powers that be done to prepare their state for conditions they know are coming? And
right.
the answer is absolutely nothing. On the contrary, in the name of combating climate change, they have thrown restrictions on land use, both public and policy, that actually contribute substantially to the spread of wildfires.
Right.
They don't allow fire breaks. They mm-hmm. don't allow for the expedient removal of dead and diseased trees. They allow their forests to become overgrown.
Mm-hmm.
They impose renewable energy mandates on the population, which means that the utilities there have to devote precious funds to purchase renewable energy, which is more expensive than conventional energy, which means that those resources don't go toward upgrading hopelessly antiquated equipment, such as power lines, transmission stations, and what have you. California's much maligned utility, it's called Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's become the convenient whipping boy
right.
of the political class in California. Not the PG&E, by any stretch of the imagination, is a well-run utility. The problem is, it's run from Sacramento, not the boardroom of PG&E.
Right.
And PG&E has the thankless task of carrying out policies and working under the regulatory regime established by the state. It's going to spend $130 million over the next 3 years erecting 7,500 electric charging stations for electric vehicles in California so that the drivers of Elon Musk vehicles
yes.
will have a place to recharge their cars. Well, that's $130 million. That's not going to be spent on burying power lines and doing the other things necessary to keep wildfires from spreading.
What about just basic common sense things that you addressed here in terms of forest management and things that have been brought up before that could probably go a long way? Because I grew up in Southern California, and this was a constant refrain. You know, the fires would come, then the rains come, then the floodings, and get ready for next year because here it comes again. And same places, just about, same story. And the other thing that I was reading here recently, Bonner, and you know better, and maybe you can help me understand, is that when these fires come, they just allow whatever that ash is to kind of just go into the soil. So what it does is it really sets it up for, you know, some future combustion, does it not?
Oh, it does. The combustion takes on several sources, the one you just mentioned with the soil.
Mm-hmm.
It has been much publicized that California and to a certain extent the federal government also has had a policy of letting nature take its course. That is, do not cut down trees. That cut way back on logging. Logging has the great advantage, aside from providing us with wood for our furniture in our homes and elsewhere,
right.
but it also thins the forest. If you allow forests to become overgrown, thinking that this is the way nature would have it, well, what nature does is it's going to come up with a fire.
Right.
It could be a casually tossed away cigarette. It could be a campfire that gets out of control, or it could be a lightning strike or whatever it is. If you have not prepared that forest properly for the fire that you know is going to come, what you're going to have is not a healthy burn, and there are such things as healthy burns, but you're going to have a conflagration on your hands.
Exactly.
If that occurs in the very windy part of the year, which this is, mm-hmm. that thing is going to spread. You know, one ember can do an enormous amount of harm.
Well,
flying through the air, mm-hmm. lands on grasses, the chaparrals, they catch fire, and it spreads like, well, wildfire, because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And you would think that there would be enough common sense, but again, this goes back to my earlier point, is that when you're so ideologically fixed, you rewire your thinking into stupid. I mean,
right.
I mean, I don't know what else to call it. I mean, my dad used to say, don't use that word. I know, but it's just, when it's relevant, you can't help it.
When it's relevant, when it's appropriate.
Right.
What other word is there? One of the things that California wastes so much money on, not just taxpayers' money, but ratepayers' money.
Exactly. So I'll tell you what, we better play it safe here, because I want to give you plenty of time to talk about that. When we come back, we've got to go to break, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. And we're talking about these wildfires, particularly in California, and other things coming up, too, with Bonner Cohen. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Live.
Fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bonner Cohen continues with us, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, and we're talking about his article, how California continues to reel from wildfires and power outages, raising questions about the state's environmental energy policies. Those have been in question for a long time, but now you've got the former governor and the current governor pointing fingers to Trump, saying it's all Trump's fault. I mean, you know, is Donald Trump the Charlie Brown of the modern era? Everything is Charlie Brown's fault, huh?
That's right. And as we were discussing earlier, the things that they're blaming Trump for, who has been in the White House since January 2017, have actually been in the works in California for decades.
Exactly.
California people have the highest electricity rates anywhere in the country. And yet, PG&E, the big utility out there, in an effort to keep wildfires from starting and spreading, has selectively engaged in rolling blackouts, affecting as many as 2 million people with no electricity. This, the utility says, can go on for as much as 10 years.
Wow.
Well, this has all been done locally. Mm-hmm. This is what you do. When you have policies in place that place a priority on combating quote-unquote climate change rather than engaging in the common-sense practices that can protect your people from a risk that you know is there if you have any familiarity with the history of California.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A bill was recently introduced in Sacramento, which is going absolutely nowhere, unfortunately, that would put a halt to California's mandate that by 2045, all 100% of California's electricity must come from non-carbon sources, meaning no oil, no gas, natural gas, coal, or anything like that. Well, that's completely unachievable, even in a state that's in as much trouble as California and is beginning to lose population like California.
Right. I mean, they're one of the few declining states in the country. Where you got more people moving out than moving in, right?
The old thing, California, here we come. No, California, here we go.
Here we go, exactly.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great tragedy because it's as you well know, having grown up there, mm-hmm. it's a beautiful place.
Exactly.
It does, in fact, have a very, very nice climate, but one which is going to force people in responsible positions to make responsible decisions, which they demonstrably have not done. Mm-hmm. And they have put the whole citizenry, not to mention the non-citizenry,
right.
at risk.
Well, and the other thing, too, they have kind of juiced the process by bringing people in who think like them. I mean, the free-minded, liberty-minded individuals of the state of California, they're heading for the exits. And they have been for a number of years now, to the point, as we said, you got more people living than coming to California with all its, with all its beauty and, you know, oceans and everything else. They say, well, you know what, I'm going to move to Arizona. I want to go to California, I'll go visit. And, you know, I'll pay the high rent, extra taxes there when I go to a hotel, and God only knows what the state will eventually do in raising the rates there. But speaking of raising rates, the fact of the matter is the residents of California, even with these rolling brownouts and blackouts that are taking place, their rates are not going down.
No, they're going up. and they will continue to go up as California's renewable fuel standard, that means that's mandatory renewable energy, as that takes a tighter grip on California. There's no place for those rates to go but up. And what very predictable consequences is that going to have? Well, first of all, that's going to affect middle, to the extent that there's even a middle class left in California, and lower income people's disposable income.
Especially, exactly.
The hoity-toities in Marin County, Silicon Valley, the hedge fund guys in San Francisco, the Hollywood crowd, they're going to be able to withstand that, but not ordinary people. For a political entity like Sacramento that prides itself on how progressive it is, well, it is their policies that are primarily have as an effect, a very predictable effect, the lowering of income of people who are already struggling just to get by. And no wonder a lot of these people are pulling up stakes and getting out. In California, it's now facing a brain drain. Yes, they're attracting a lot of techies to join the coastal elites who really run the state to their own benefit. But they're driving an awful lot of other hardworking, in many respects, very creative people to move elsewhere.
Exactly. Yeah, it'll be the United States of California before too long. The other audacious thing that I find frustrating as well, Bonner, is because of their incompetence, what do? You know, they go to the citizenry, they up their taxes, cause them to pay rates that are higher than any other state in the union, and then they come to the U.S. Treasury and say, hey, we need support. Now, under Barack Obama, you know, they were welcome to come. Their tentacles could go into the U.S. Treasury, not a problem whatsoever. You know, and you saw what happened with Gavin Newsom when they realized that they couldn't, you know, they couldn't produce on their bullet train, which was, you know, just a ridiculous concept. The train to nowhere, right, exactly. And so then Donald Trump does right by the American people, said, look, you owe us some money. You need to pay us back. We gave you that money earmarked for that specific project. If you can't deliver, then pay us the money back. Oh, no, no. I mean, you know, so we'll be battling that out in court, no doubt. Unless a Democratic president gets in and, you know, gives them another pass.
That's right. And, you know, that project got underway well over a decade ago. And when they finally pulled the plug on it, at least temporarily, the thing was set to be underway in the year 2030. In other words, just getting the permits and doing all sorts of things to actually do nothing more than build a train line. Yeah, it was going to be high speed, at least by American standards, not so much by Japanese or European standards. They were going to have this thing to benefit a minuscule percentage.
I think less than 3 million people were going to be riding that bullet train, they said.
That's right.
Something ridiculous like that.
But everyone else was going to have to pay for it, and not just people in California, but elsewhere. And the Trump administration finally said, no, we're not paying for this anymore. And by the way, as you said, you owe us for all the money that you have wasted to date.
Mm-hmm. So where do you think that's going to fall?
Well, I think that's going to go to the courts. I think the courts actually ultimately will stand with the Trump administration. And the only thing that could possibly reverse that is the Democratic administration in Washington, which would reopen the spigots to all the goodies that would flow California's way so that California can throw more money into the Pacific Ocean.
I'll tell you, this is total craziness. So in light of all this, and of course, we've got the what's coming up. Again, is the president's decision to move out of the Paris Climate Accord. And give us some plus and minuses on that, if you would, Bonner.
Actually, they're all pluses. The Paris Climate Accord, which was agreed to by the Obama administration in December 2015, specifically targets the United States and its use of energy. The U.S. is now the world's largest producer of both oil and natural gas. As a result thereof, we have disrupted, quote-unquote, world markets, greatly undermining the power that OPEC once had on us, as well as Russia's power, to set oil and gas prices. We are now an energy superpower. We cannot remain an energy superpower if we stay within the Paris Climate Agreement. So Trump is very wisely getting us out. And we are now no longer in a position where we can be bullied by people in the Middle East and elsewhere.
Exactly.
We're now exporting oil. We are exporting natural gas. And we have created hundreds of thousands of good-paying jobs in the U.S. as a result.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second public hearing in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump is underway on Capitol Hill. Ousted U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch is the featured witness. Yovanovitch, according to Democrats, ran afoul of the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who they say was conducting unofficial diplomacy in Ukraine. The California Democrat who chairs the panel, Adam Schiff, says
Marie Yovanovitch was in Kiev when she was called by a senior State Department official and told to get on the next plane back to Washington.
In California, police make 5 arrests in connection with a Halloween party shooting at an Airbnb near San Francisco. 4 suspects booked on suspicion of murder and conspiracy. A 5th person was arrested as an accessory to the crime. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, you know, there's always something. You know, that's the way it works. You just gotta kind of keep a little bit of an open mind and know that, our job is not finished yet. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. See, Bradley Thompson joins us. We're going to be talking about his new book, America's Revolutionary Mind, A Moral History of the American Revolution and the Declaration that Defined It. A little background on the professor here. He's a professor of political philosophy at Clemson University and the executive director of the Clemson Institute for the Study of Capitalism. C. Bradley Thompson, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Oh, excellent. I've been looking forward to our conversation here. As a professor or executive director of the Clemson Institute for the Study of Capitalism, I'm sure you have a lot to say for the young kids that seem to want to embrace socialism. How do you square that up?
Yeah, so we live in a funny time. We've just gone through a century where over 100 million people were killed by socialist regimes, and so it is rather stunning that in 2019 attracted by socialism. The good news, however, is that according to most polls, they don't seem to know what socialism is actually all about. And at the Clemson Institute for the Study of Capitalism, our task is to educate students about what capitalism is and what socialism is, and more particularly, we focus on the moral foundations of capitalism.
Excellent. Well, and you got to admit, it's a bit of a challenge when you have some campuses that are closed-minded and so ideologically fixed that the First Amendment has been abandoned.
No, I think that's absolutely correct, and that is one of the most horrifying components of today's university scene is the lack of respect for the First Amendment. And if you don't respect the First Amendment and the right to free speech, you don't actually respect the right of the human mind to be free to think. Speech is just a reflection of one's ability to think. And once you deny the ability to think, then we are getting into territory that could be defined by totalitarianism, right? It's the idea that one person or one group of people should know what is right for all people and how to live, and that's a horrifying thought.
Yeah, I see it as forced stupidity.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. But the fact of the matter is, though, that it can have real live consequences.
Oh, without a doubt. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and we're fighting that at Clemson.
Well, and and thank God that you're there on the front lines fighting that, and you've got a lot of wind in the face because you've got ideologue professors in other institutions across the country that this is their vernacular, this is the odor of the day. But what damage they're doing to these kids, as we talked about, they're forming their minds and their thinkings in such a way that's quite pernicious and deleterious to their own future.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I begin with the premise that ideas have consequences and that the battle for the soul of America is, in fact, a battle of ideas. And that's in part what I've tried to do in my book, America's Revolutionary Mind, is to, in a sense, recapture the principles of the Declaration of Independence and to make them the forefront of what we might call the philosophy of Americanism.
Mm-hmm. Well, John Adams made it real clear. He said very clearly that our Constitution was designed for a moral people. And you talk about in your book, you give a moral history of the American Revolution. Remind our audience, let's go back. Let's revisit the Revolution and consider the moral mindset of the time.
Yeah, so let's go back to 1765, for instance, the year that the Stamp Act was passed. And you have to remember that the American colonists were really British subjects, and they were in fact loyalists and monarchists in 1765, and they were happy to be a part of the British Empire. Britain in 1765, the British Parliament passes the Stamp Act, and almost immediately the American colonists rise up in opposition to it. And the question is, how and why could a people who were so happy and proud to be subjects of George III and the British Empire, how could they react so strongly to what might have been considered to be a relatively small tax?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is, though, that the American people had a kind of spirit of liberty. They were jealous of their freedoms and liberties, and they would not tolerate anyone denying them those rights and liberties. And, you know, John Adams, you mentioned John Adams a minute ago. John Adams once said that the American Revolution didn't really have anything to do with the war for independence. He said it was a revolution in the minds of the people, and this was affected from 1760 to 1775. So what my book does is it tries to examine this moral revolution in the minds of the American people during the 1760s and the 1770s, and how they came to break psychologically and philosophically from the mother country and to develop a new nation based on new philosophic principles. And those philosophic principles are summed up in the self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. Thomas Jefferson once said that the Declaration was an expression of the American mind, and that's exactly what it was. The Declaration was a summing up of that revolution in the moral principles described by Adams during that 15, 16-year period leading up to the revolution, and that's what my book traces.
Yeah, it congealed the idea. I mean, otherwise, if you're just talking, you know, then, you know, words can get stretched, stories, but you have something written down and documented like this. It became the standard, did it not?
It absolutely became the standard, and it became the standard by which the American revolutionaries, on the one hand, judged the actions of George III and the British Parliament, mm-hmm. and then on the flip side, it became the standard by which the Americans would then establish new constitutions and new revolutionary governments. Mm-hmm. And so when the Declaration says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, what it's saying is that there are certain moral truths, absolute, certain, permanent, universal moral truths by which we can judge the actions of the British Parliament and George III. And those same moral truths, the laws of nature and of nature's God,
yes,
they can also then be used to establish the moral foundation for a new nation.
Mm-hmm. Why is morality so foundational to the whole idea?
Well, because all men and women, to some extent, in some way, we are moral beings. We need, as human beings, we need a moral code by which to live our lives, right? Mm-hmm. Men and women, human beings, are not lions, tigers, and bears. We do not have an automatic code of survival like all other animate beings do. Mm-hmm. We are born with a tabula rasa, and we have reason, and we have free will. That's what we are born with. But we need to establish a kind of moral compass, a moral GPS system, if you will, mm-hmm. to guide us through life, through the stormy seas of life, because we do not have that automatic code of survival like other animals do.
Exactly.
So, mm-hmm. Morality is an absolute necessity of human life and of human flourishing.
Can you say it's that controlling agent over our free will? Otherwise, you know, we're just a bunch of anarchists.
Well, the question is, how do we establish that moral code?
Mm-hmm.
And American revolutionaries believe that the moral code by which we ought to live our lives and the moral code by which we judge the actions of George III and the British Parliament can be discovered, and they can be discovered in the laws of nature and of nature's God. And what the leading American revolutionaries did was they looked to these laws of nature, right? These moral
exactly.
laws.
I'll tell you what, Professor, we've got to go to a quick break here, and I want to give you plenty of time, and I don't want to break up the thought here, because I think what you're about to share with us is absolutely critical and foundational. More from C. Bradley Thompson, his new book, America's Revolutionary Mind, right after this.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
From trying, though, this is why we've got to hold them into account. I am Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with C. Bradley Thompson, his new book, America's Revolutionary Mind. The professor writes in the epilogue titled, Has America Lost Its American Mind? The deepest questions raised by the book go beyond the merely antiquarian. In the end, the Declaration of Independence was more than just a summing up of extant beliefs, principles, and attitudes, and it was more than just an expression of the American mind as it existed in 1776. Initially, we saw in Chapter 2, the Declaration served to unite colonial patriots, inspire many to fight, and some to die in a brutal war for independence. But during the years of the early Republic and beyond, it was held up and celebrated by Americans as a symbol of what America stood for and aspired to be. The Declaration's principles defined America's identity and her national destiny. And at the foundation of all this, as we were talking before, Professor, it was the moral code. It was this clearly understood importance of morality that was holding this all together. As you said, it was the laws of nature and of nature's God.
That's exactly right. And what I think is one of the great untold stories of the American Revolution, which I've tried to tell in my book, is the extent to which American revolutionaries during the 1760s and 1770s tried to validate the so-called moral laws and rights that is during the 1760s and 70s, when they were engaged in this bitter conflict with British imperial officials over the nature of the British Constitution, they came to realize that their rights, the rights that had been guaranteed in the British Constitution, were insufficient, that the so-called rights of Englishmen, which they had formally upheld as their rights, were inadequate. And so they went in search of principles that weren't just limited to the British people, but moral principles that are universal and eternal. And so they examined, in the same way that Isaac Newton in the 17th century studied the scientific laws of nature, America's founding fathers studied human nature in order to induce and discover moral laws of nature, and the primary discovery was the idea of the rights of man, or man's natural rights.
Exactly.
And so the idea that rights are natural is the primary moral foundation which American revolutionaries grounded their revolution and then the new nation.
In concept alone, this was revolutionary, and so much so that even when the founding fathers and those that were bringing these ideas to bear and saying, okay, let's start with a fresh clean sheet of paper, you know, what kind of government should we have here, and they went out, as you said, and researched and studied this out, and as I share with the audience repeatedly, it's not like they had 100% agreement.
No, they didn't. And of course, the obvious disagreement was with the so-called loyalists, those Americans who, by 1776, still remained loyal to the British Crown and to Great Britain. And of course, many of the so-called loyalists left after July 4th, 1776, and either returned to Great Britain or went to Canada. But amongst American revolutionaries themselves, there was a whole spectrum of ideas, right? There were the more radical revolutionaries like Samuel and John Adams and Patrick Henry, and I would include George Washington. But there were also more conservative revolutionaries, people like John Dickinson. But in the end, all of these revolutionaries, by July 4th, 1776, rallied around the idea that there are certain self-evident truths, and that this new nation ought to be founded on those truths.
Today, America is realizing, you know, as in that epilogue that I wrote, has America lost its mind? You can see that the cost of abandoning these moral foundings has been quite injurious. We are in a state of chaos right now. We're lawless in many ways. I think what's yet to be discovered is that we are so lawless, even to the core, that our political operatives are compromised.
Yeah, we are at a very, very troubling time in our national history. We live in a country in 2019, I fear, where the nation is dividing between two ideological factions, and that they hate, effectively they hate each other, but the problem is a nation that hates itself cannot stand.
Exactly.
What I have called for in the book is that all Americans return to the philosophy of Americanism, and the philosophy, because America, you know, America is the only nation in the history of the world that is self-identified as a philosophy itself. America is an idea. America is an ism, right? There is no English-ism or French-ism or Persian-ism, right?
Right.
But there is what we call an American-ism, and for over 200 years, most Americans rallied around that concept of Americanism, which was summed up in the principles of the Declaration of Independence. And I hope that we can return to those principles, which is really the purpose of my book.
Yeah, in the rearview mirror of 240 plus years, you look back and you see those that paid the ultimate price.
our great-grandparents, our grandparents, our fathers, our sons, our daughters, who paid the ultimate price believing in Americanism. And that is not going to be quickly abandoned, as we've been able to see. I still believe it is the way to go. It is also the opportunity for us, a considerate way to accept the other side's arguments, not to throw them out with the bathwater and be like example to us and invalidating our position. I think we've got a lot of history. We've got empirical evidence to demonstrate that these American values have been time-tested, and they have proven to be quite redeeming for all concerned. And I agree that we need to go back We need to go back to first things. And, like in any kind of organization, I come out of a marketing background, Professor, and in consulting companies across the country, when they get off track, you always get them to that process to where, hey, let's look back. Let's take a look at the books. Let's take a look at the history of the company and find out when things were going right, when you were operating on all 8 cylinders, or at least let's say 7 out of 8, because right now you're only operating out of 3 out of 8. So let's get back on track here. So what does that look like?
Yeah, I think it does. Well, the most important thing is that these kinds of ideas have to be taught in our universities and colleges, first and foremost, which then those ideas will trickle down into our elementary and secondary schools. So, as I said at the very beginning of this, I believe ideas have consequences, and
exactly.
This nation is going to return to the principles of the American founding. They have to be respected and taught in our universities and in our schools. And unfortunately, they are not. So, for instance, just a couple of months ago, the New York Times launched its so-called 1619 Project. And the purpose of the 1619 Project is to argue that 1619 and not 1776 should be recognized as the year in which America was founded. Well, what happened in 1619? That's the year it is alleged that the first slaves were brought to America. And so what that means then is that America is founded in sin, and a nation that is founded in sin is illegitimate. And if this is what you teach your children, then you will have raised an entire generation of young Americans who believe their nation is immoral and is illegitimate.
And exactly.
That is the single most important thing that we have to reject, and we have to fight, and we have to replace it with a better system of ideas. And that system of ideas has already been given to us by America's founding fathers.
Can you sum it up in a short sentence or paragraph? Because that was my exact thought, is that it needs to be countered, and not necessarily replaced, because we have the empirical evidence. So how do we sum up that rallying cry for Americans that want to return back to that revolutionary mind?
I think, honestly, it's very simple. It can be summed up in these words. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is the heart and soul of Americanism, and in 21st century America, we have to be able to defend those truths as permanent and universal. And I'm afraid part of the problem is that we have not defended those principles as true.
Exactly. I agree. Professor, thank you. Thank you for all the hard work, the research, for your passion, for your vision to return this country and for us to recapture our mind. I agree. I believe that America has lost its mind. But if we lost it, we can't find it again, can we not?
We can absolutely find our American mind again.
Amen. C. Bradley Thompson, his latest book, America's Revolutionary Mind. It will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Professor of Political Philosophy at Clemson University. Professor, thank you very much for the time. Congratulations on the book. It is a gift. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. You've seen